Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got a live reaction potty today because there's a bit happening in the world of rugby league. A major re-signing and a huge signing that has just broken over the last few hours. Obviously, James Fisher-Harris, he has signed with the New Zealand Warriors on a long-term deal starting next season. I believe he has been allowed to leave the Penrith Panthers with 2 years left to run on his contract because of compassionate grounds. I've spoken to people at the Penrith Panthers who pretty much told me that they actually didn't know this was happening, but that it doesn't shock them because apparently Fish has been homesick for quite some time, but wanted to wait until the Penrith Panthers were in the right spot and a good spot with their depth and whatnot to be able to make this move. So an incredible signing for the New Zealand Warriors. Let's get stuck into Fish first. We'll talk about Ethan Strange in a minute. That's the other major re-signing that I think is a huge one. But James Fisher-Harris, when you think about the New Zealand Warriors and what they've built over there, it really is incredible. And when they lost AFB, when he signed with the Sharkies, I thought, oh, geez, that's tough. They've built so much around having an alpha front row forward like AFB is going to be so hard to replace. They're going to have to downgrade somewhere because, in my opinion, there's only probably two or three guys that you could go from AFB and it be an improvement. That is Payne Haas, and the other one is probably James Fisher-Harris. Now, when you look at stats and everything, who's the better player? You'd probably go AFB. But at the end of the day, what's holding the New Zealand Warriors back? We said all last year, the New Zealand Warriors, they're a fantastic side. They're a top four team, but they're not going to beat the big teams on the big stages. And last year they didn't. This year, they look like a team to me that actually could knock over some of these big teams on the big stages. You add a guy like James Fisher-Harris, who is just an out-and-out winner. You have a look at all the teams this guy is in. He's been the alpha in this forward pack the last 4 years, three premierships, four grand finals. It's been incredible. Nathan Cleary looks $1 million behind him. And then all of a sudden, Nathan Cleary goes to Origin level and he doesn't quite look the same. Goes to international level, doesn't quite look the same. Whereas James Fisher-Harris, he gets one opportunity to play in any other team outside of the Penrith Panthers, and it's for the New Zealand Kiwis, and he absolutely carves it up. This guy is just an out-and-out winner, and I think he is going to be such a fantastic signing for the New Zealand Warriors. It's just crazy. They've already got a great forward pack. They've got the seven. They've got the, you know, they've got heaps of options at six. They've got a great fullback. They've got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Dallin. They are just absolutely stacked at the moment, and going into games with a front row forward of Fisher-Harris and Mitchy Barnett, they've got the hooker Wade Egan. He's flying. They are just in such an incredible spot, the New Zealand Warriors. And, you know, I've given them a lot of compliments this year and over the last 2 years, but it just made me think back to only 3 or 4 years ago, they were living out of a suitcase without a junior development, everything completely gone to the shit, everyone's second favourite team just because they were hanging in there by a thread. And now they've turned into one of the, not only the premier teams, but one of the premier clubs in rugby league. Honestly, Tell me something the New Zealand Warriors aren't doing well at the moment. On field, they are incredible. They are well coached. They also had to go out and get a rookie coach who has stepped into this system and absolutely killed it. That is so rare in this league. And you can look through the history of the game. It is just so rare for a coach to come in and do so well straight away and to make major signings. They've got Sean Johnson back in incredible form. Wade Egan, he's developed really well. Roger coming back in. They've just lost AFB and they signed James Fisher-Harris, potentially the best winner in this league. I'm just blown away with the New Zealand Warriors. They are just ticking every box they possibly could. They've got fans absolutely filling that stadium or any other stadium they go to. Up the Waz is a movement. I believe they're going to Las Vegas next year, which is going to be super exciting. I cannot wait for that. Their kits are unreal. Their social media is absolutely killing it. Everything they do is unbelievable, the New Zealand Warriors. I want to give them full credit. And I mean, you didn't even hear about this signing. And I'm going to talk about that when it comes to the Penrith Panthers. No rumours, no leaks, nothing. That's a sign of a very good club, but it's also the sign of two very good clubs. To not hear shit about this is just incredible. And you know what I love? That the New Zealand Warriors, they are bringing home some of their boys. They are bringing home Kiwis, which is unfucking real. SJ back in form, Roger coming home, Fisher-Harris coming home. I genuinely think looking at this New Zealand Warriors roster right now, if they can get another year or two out of Sean Johnson, I think this is their best opportunity to win a competition that I've ever seen. And that's just my live reaction. I look at this side right now and I think it is better than the 0-2 side. I think it's definitely better than the 2011 side. I think the New Zealand Warriors, 8 weeks ago I said I didn't think they'd make the eight. Now I'm sitting here looking at this squad, looking at the way they're coached and how they play their footy going, mate, they are a red-hot shot to win a premiership in the next 2 years, and it's going to be so interesting to see the swing of James Fisher-Harris, how it impacts the Penrith Panthers, and how it lifts the New Zealand Warriors. Congratulations to everyone at the New Zealand Warriors. This is just such an incredible signing, and it really is just the cherry on the top of just every single box they've ticked over the last 3 years, which has been incredible. Shout out to the Warriors. Absolutely love it. For the Panthers, once again, for this not to leak, just shows how much of a good system it is over there. I said already, apparently Fish has been homesick for quite some time. He's waited for the right moment when the Penrith Panthers feel that they are okay to move on without him. It's going to be a huge challenge. And I know we say about every player that leaves the Penrith Panthers, whether it be Appy, Critter, Mansour, Tamo, like the list just goes on and on and on about these guys. This is probably the one that worries me the most. I looked at their squad last year when they lost Stephen Crichton. I said, you know what? It's going to be a huge loss. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. But they have got guys like Taylor May, like Isaac Tungo. They got young guys coming through the system. They're going to miss Critter, no doubt about it, but I think they'll be okay. Appy was the one that really worried me. Mitch Kenny just went to a new level. I now look at this James Fisher-Harris one, and this worries me a lot. I think this will be a much bigger loss than what Jerome Luai will be. Someone else will come into this side to play alongside Nath Cleary. They'll be okay, whether it's Dane Laurie, Cole, whoever it is, Schneider, go out and sign someone. I think they'll be okay there. But losing their alpha in the forward pack, there is just something special in rugby league about running out knowing that you have the toughest guy on the field in your 17 and Fish is that guy. Once again, on stats, is he the best front row forward in rugby league? Nah. But by the things that you can't measure and by just the ability that when the brightest lights are pointing at that field and it's the biggest stages, you know that Fisher-Harris is going to be the best front row forward on the field. That's the sort of stuff that I think they're really going to miss. Moses Leota is still there, going to do an incredible job. There's no doubt about that. But other guys are going to have to step up. And this is where over the next few years, I think the Penrith Panthers have seen what I've seen in Liam Henry. I think they've got big plans for him heading into the future. He's going to have to mature and age over the next few seasons. It's not going to happen overnight. But I believe you're looking at a future rep forward there. And I think he's going to develop into something really special. A huge, huge loss for the Penrith Panthers. This one is brutally tough. With 2 years to run on his contract, the Penrith Panthers would have every right to say to Fish, hey, sorry, mate, we are creating history here. You've signed for 2 more years. You're just going to have to deal with it. They've done the right thing. They've let Fish go home, which it says so much about Ivan Cleary and the Penrith Panthers, about the system they're running over there. Terrell May, I find it really interesting. He re-signed with the Roosters the other day. I thought there was always a sniff he could land at the Penrith Panthers. Now seeing that Fish isn't going to be there, my God, that signing would have made more and more sense. A really interesting one there would have been an opportunity for Terrell May to join up with his brother, Taylan, which he's openly said he wants to do. Really interesting. I can't wait to watch how this plays out next year. And I'll tell you what, if I'm looking at this Penrith Panthers side this year, they're going for their fourth premiership in a row. I said at the start of the year, farewelling Jerome Luai is going to mean a lot to them. Farewelling James Fisher-Harris, the alpha in this pack, their main guy, Fuck, good luck stopping this mob. Ugh, they're already red hot favourites and I would have them even shorter knowing that it's going to be a James Fisher-Harris farewell. This is going to mean a lot to this side and it's going to mean so much to Fish. I genuinely reckon that he could go to the New Zealand Warriors and be a part of them winning their first premiership over the next few years. And then all of a sudden, if you're looking at the career of Fisher-Harris, you're going, okay, he's been in the league 7-8 years, four premierships in a row as a starting front row forward, potentially the first ever premiership at the New Zealand Warriors, made his career is going to stack up very, very quickly. Some big moments for the Kiwis already. Incredible. You know, the other thing is about James Fisher-Harris is you look at this guy and you go, okay, you know, he's 30 years old. He's coming to the back end of his... He's 27 years old, Fisher-Harris. It just feels like he's been 30 for the last 5 years and one of the most mature guys in this league. There's every chance the Warriors have signed him before he's at his peak as well, which is terrifying. I am blown away by this signing. Shout out to the Warriors. Huge loss for the Penrith Panthers, but I can't wait to see how they fill this gap. The other re-signing that happened overnight was Ethan Strange from the Canberra Raiders. I spoke about Ethan a lot over the last few years, and I said for the last 2 years, the Canberra Raiders, it's really hard for them to recruit superstars. So they took a very smart route of going out and signing young guys. I've talked about them in the SG Ball the last few years, whether it be Chevy Stewart, Ethan Strange, these sort of guys. Got Ethan from the Sydney Roosters system, got Chevy from the Cronulla Sharks system. Stars of their grade as they were coming through. And now you're starting to see these guys getting into first grade and starting to really impress. I think Ethan Strange is going to be an incredibly important part of the Canberra Raiders moving forward. To see them re-signing him on a long-term deal like this, you just absolutely love it because, you know, the list just goes on and on and on of these young superstars the Canberra Raiders bring through. They show them in first grade. Other teams get to have a look at them. And then clubs come to the party with these guys, go, hey, come mate, pay for this amount of money. Come play Origin. Come live by the beach. Come live in this sunny suburb. Come do all this stuff. Get the hell out of Canberra. Ethan Strange has committed long-term. I think Chevy Stewart will commit long-term as well. This is so exciting for the Canberra Raiders. And finally, we're starting to see some things fall the Raiders' way. I would love to see Chevy Stewart and Ethan Strange play a long, long time in the nation's capital because I think they can have success down there. I mean, how long ago does losing Jack Whiten seem now? When it felt like it was going to be the end of this club and they were going to finish last, my words and a lot of other people's, now the Canberra Raiders, they are tough as nails, got a brilliant forward pack, got a young 5'8 they can build around, got Jamal Fogarty who's feels like a 30-year-old and I think he's 28, 29 now for Fogarty. He might be 30 by this point. But when you look at halfbacks in this league now, they're playing to their 33, 34. They've got their 7 locked up for the foreseeable future. Matty Timoko is absolutely braining it. There's just so many positive things going on in the nation's capital at the moment, and I love the route that they took. They were the first team to go and pinch guys from England. Now that's become really common. That's harder for them to do now. Now they've gone into the junior grades. They've convinced these young guys, hey, you can come to our club. You'll probably get an opportunity at first grade a little bit earlier than what you would have. They've probably paid overs for them at that point. But I mean, mate, to get a guy like Chevy Stewart, Ethan Strange, who gives a fuck what you pay them when they're 17, 18 years old. If they're doing this in first grade and you're able to lock them up and keep them there, super exciting. And now these guys get to grow together and come through at the Canberra Raiders. I just love the way that Ricky's gone and signed these young guys in the spine. And I imagine that part of what he's selling to them is, hey, you're young, you're going to be under a lot of pressure. And I'll give you the hot tip. You're going to want to be playing behind a good forward pack or you'll get eaten alive in this league. And Ricky Stewart has built a fantastic pack for these guys to play behind. And it really is paying dividends. Great to see Ethan Strange re-sign. I was really worried about them keeping him. He obviously came from the Rooster system. His dad's in rugby league. A lot of people are well and truly aware of Ethan Strange. For the Canberra Raiders to keep him down there, I absolutely love it. Congratulations to Ricky Stewart and the Raiders. And shout out to Ethan Strange as well. Sometimes these guys that have fathers in league who are selectors and coaches and all this shit, they cop more than the average bear. And I've been at plenty of Roosters games during the junior grades and heard people talk about it, that his dad's the coach and his dad's part of it and all this sort of shit. Fuck that. This kid is a good player who has earned this long-term contract down at the nation's capital all on his own. So congratulations to Ethan Strange. I think he's got a big future in our game, and I cannot wait to see how it unfolds. Fisher-Harris to the New Zealand Warriors, absolutely huge signing for them, and Ethan Strange staying with the Canberra Raiders and Ricky Stewart down there for the foreseeable future. Yeah, absolutely love both of these storylines in rugby league.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.